could the wild Alejandro Ainu be set on tap at the show?
I'll tell you something that happened to me on the trip, but you're not going to believe it. You know that I was best man at a dog's wedding.
At a dog's wedding?
Dog's wedding.
What kind of dog?
There you are now, I know you wouldn't. You asked me to tell you something happened to me. You don't believe that?
Well, you've got to be more specific.
Tell us more.
Well, how can I tell you more? You said you didn't believe me before I started.
I didn't say I didn't believe. I didn't say it.
Somebody said it.
It's a joke.
And the rest agreed, I think.
No.
I'll tell you how it happened. When you look a bit simple to people, they think you do what I tell you. So this old lady, she wasn't old, but she was getting on that way. She showed me a picture. This is when we landed. This was in France. I didn't know the deal what she was talking about. But she had a picture of this dog and two dogs dressed up. She said, John, this was translated to me by somebody. Johnny, she called the dog. He wanted to marry Elizabeth. And the neighbors were saying that they better get married than live in sin. And she said, they asked me, would I be best man for the dog? And she paid me what? She paid me 800 francs. That's $100. I didn't know that they were watching. What would you do in a case like that? She asked, I want to find out what's my religion. And I said, I had none. And that did it. She didn't want anybody who had no atheist to stand best man for her job. But I finally told her I was a living saint. Convinced her I was a living saint. And then she gave me this bag. And she said, inside the bag, this was translated to me by somebody else now. There was a ring. And you put that ring on the dog's paw. When you see the minister raising his hand. And boy, he was the biggest minister I ever saw in my life. And the biggest prayer book. And then we went to this big hall and there was about 2,000 dogs in the hall, all eating fish. I don't know whether the Catholic dog that was getting married or what, but they were all eating fish. And the minister put up his hand for silence, and the dogs stopped barking. And he said, we come here today. This was translated for me afterward. And the eyes of God to unite this happy couple in matrimony. This is what he said. And there's any dog here who has any objection, let him bark now or be forever silent. That's the word he said. And not one yet of the dog. And she said to me then, she gave me a kiss here and a kiss there. And she said, I'll let you know how they're getting on. She's going to write now and see how they're going on their honeymoon to Greece. I don't know whether they're going to Greece. I don't know. I didn't ask. But when I get the message to see how they got down their honeymoon, she said she had to go with them because they've never been alone together before. So what she's going to tell them to do, I don't know. Anyway, I can't get on with that story any longer because I haven't any more information. I left that to the marriage. I got my 800 francs and a big, big cake. And I left. And when I get the message about what happened, I'm going to let you know. Therefore, I can't finish my story tonight. But that actually happened. And I have a picture. I think I have a picture of the dog and the cat. Dog and his wife.
Tens gotan the chuid alscan the hegan gaid is a bailechan Joe Inu. Tá an taifeadh a shafuí chopiart. tá cosca de ausaid agus é de Skype a cair.